And this is Robin Boyle bringing you the season's greetings from the crew of the Navy Lark. At least, it would be if only we knew where HMS Troutbridge had got to.
Well now, with a longy doings of 1 degree under, and a latty doings of give or take a mile, and allowing for an excessive dollop of wind in the middle...
Pardon, sir?
Granted. I'd say...
You'd say what, sir?
Well, I'd rather not, actually. However, if you insist...
We do, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, well, in that case, left hand down a bit, Chief.
Left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
I said, why?
Oh. Why did you say why?
Mr. Phillips, when you are as hopelessly lost as we are, what possible good can left hand down a bit do?
Now, I look at it another way. When you're as hopelessly lost as I am, left hand down a bit can't do any harm. But I could be wrong.
What the blazes?
It's not what the blazes, sir. It's what the fruze is. It was an iceberg.
What? Well, lummy. Oh, well, really. I've seen some adverts for jumbo-sized lollies before, but... That's a complete nonsense.
It's not a lolly, sir. No.
No?
No. It's a bit of an ice floe. Clouting it to 41 in the tub is a bit of a so-and-so.
Right. In fact, this is as far as we're going to go. So, whoa!
What? Oh yes. Stop engines, Chief.
Stop engines, sir.
Mr. Phillips, with heaven knows how many tons of ice wrapped round our props, I hardly think the order to stop engines is needed. They have stopped.
Yeah, and probably forever. And a freezing cold brass monkeys take cover day.
But we can't be stuck here. I mean, what about the British Antarctic Survey lot? We're supposed to be spending Christmas with them and the girls.
Girls?
What girls?
Well, you don't think Leslie volunteered for this lot if there weren't any girls.
Yeah, we wondered about that. Mr. Phillips, there aren't any girls in Antarctica.
Of course there are, sir. I mean, they're mentioned on that bit of paper Captain Povey gave us just before we sailed. It definitely says on there, it says that in addition to their more exciting jobs, the chaps out there go hunting with the huzzies on the base.
Not huzzies, sir. Huskies!
Oh, pity. Well, at least they can ring up their girlfriends.
Ringing up their... Let me see that piece of paper.
Certainly, sir. There, you see. There it is, in black and white.
Mr. Phillips, it does not mean ringing up their girlfriends when it says much of their time is spent bird ringing.
Oh, well, that's that, then. Leslie's been brought out here under false pretenses.
Yes, if only we knew where here was.
Oh, I know where we are, all right. Halfway up an ice lolly.
Chief.
Mr. Murray, sir.
It's the usual routine, I'm afraid. We'll just have to get the ship's company to shout our greetings from here and hope the men of the British Antarctic Survey hear us. Carry on.
Aye, aye, sir. Ship's company. Ship's company to Antarctica. Season's greetings. Shout.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Your turn, sir.
Thank you. Ship's company, 3 cheers for the men of Antarctica. Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!